Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, and we're officially in summer, and great show tonight. I mean, you know it's going to be a great show because the lines are already packed. My suggestion is that if you are on the fence, my suggestion would be to get off of it right away, call in, no guarantees because the lines are pretty full, but if somebody drops out and you decide to hold on, you never know, as they say. The number to call is 347-945-7785. So, as I said, it's a great show tonight, as I can tell by my callers here. These shows always do very, very well. And not only is it going to be a great show tonight, but I got a great host tonight. And my host and I are actually, for you folks that don't know this, we're doing an event this week in Sturbridge, Massachusetts, at 7 o'clock at the Public House. And, of course, you can get all the information on my webpage, suzannenorthup.com, and you can buy tickets. All the VIPs are sold out, but we certainly do have other tickets still available for about $59. And check it out if you are in Massachusetts area. I will be on WXLO tomorrow morning with Jen. So check that out as well. And I think that John, who and I are doing the event on Thursday night, I think he's also going to be doing some sort of that stuff this week. So anyway, again, the number to call is 347-945-7785. We'll be taking calls for the whole full hour. But I'm going to bring my guest on, my special guest and friend, Thomas John. Good afternoon. Good evening, Thomas. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. It is actually officially evening. I think it's 6 o'clock, so we're good. Of course, we know in California it is afternoon, and you know, in other places it is afternoon, so we always have to kind of like refer to all those kind of like numbers on here. And as I said, if you're on the line, stay there. I can't guarantee anything because the lines are full, but a lot of times people do get impatient. Why, I don't know, but they do. And if they drop out, then you got a shot of sort of pulling up here. So Thomas and I, we've been doing these events now for almost about a year, and we seem to, wherever we go, we seem to really rock, and people seem to really, really enjoy it. It's called, you know, a couple bang for your bucks. In other words, you get two mediums as a price for the one, and the prices are obviously very well budgeted for everybody to come through. And it's, you know, it's a 3-hour event, and it's been really, really nice. Already we've been in Minneapolis and Chicago and Baltimore, New Jersey, and we're going to be coming up here. Keep an eye on both of our schedules if you live in the Atlanta area or coming back to Baltimore. And probably going to be down in North Carolina, so Asheville. So check that out in September. But in the meantime, we'll be at Sturbridge this Thursday, the 13th, at 7 p.m. So are you having a good time doing these events, Thomas?
I think it's great, you know, and I think people like the you know, I think that in a lot of ways we have a kind of a similar perspective in a lot, but we also have very, you know, kind of different styles too. So I just think it's, you know, it keeps the energy up, and I think that people really like it, you know, and I just think, you know, they're getting the, you know, because when we do these, obviously, it turns from I normally do a 2-hour event, and it turns into a 3-hour event, and you know, people seem to really like it. And I mean, I know a couple of our events, it was like almost everybody in the room got a message. So, like, I mean,
yeah,
that doesn't always happen,
you know,
but it's kind of like pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, both of us try to give a lot of messages, which we both have discovered is you know, rather than, you know, elongated messages of 10 to 15 minutes per person, I do know that sometimes people get a little bored on that on the side. So they prefer to get, believe it or not, do have have less time but more messages, and that's always been sort of my particular thing. And it was nice to know that, you know, you kind of have felt that sort of the same way. So, again, go to my webpage, of course, at SuzanneNorthup.com. Tickets are on sale and right now, and the event is this Thursday, the 13th, at 7 p.m., and I will be on WXLO tomorrow morning to check it out as well. And like I said, if you're in the...
And I will say, too, if people are interested, you know, that that place, I mean, that place actually has really good food, so if people, you know, if people want to plan and they get there early, you know, they can grab food right there before the event starts. You know, there's a you know, nice dinner menu there too for people who want to eat right before the show too.
That's great. So. Yeah, that's what's actually nice about doing it at the public house. From what I've heard, I can't say personally, but from what I've heard from everybody, that it seems to be a fairly famous place in Sturbridge. Quickly here, like I said, I'm going to be on WXLO tomorrow. They will be streaming the show, so you can certainly tune in for it that way if for some reason you're not sort of in the area. And I think I'll be on it about 8 o'clock, so that'll be sort of like cool as well. But, yes, I've heard very nice things about this public house, so, you know, that's cool. So let's start to do some rock and rolling here. Let's take some calls. See what we got going on here. Let's check out this one first here. I'm trying to do this in order here of the board. Hey, you're on the air with Suzanne and Thomas.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Thomas. This is Donna from California. Hello.
Hi. See, it's in the afternoon. My first phone call's in the afternoon.
Great. Oh, I'm so glad I got on because I was dropped, and so I was afraid I wasn't going to get on because I was so looking forward to this. So wonderful.
Well, good. As I said, like, we're in the evening, but I guess I bet there'll be some afternoon people. And sure enough, Donna, you showed up with bells on. So how can I help you, my dear? Who would you like to connect with?
I'd like to connect to Garrett or Ann.
Okay.
Or both.
You want to run away with that, Thomas?
Well, who's the younger male?
That's Garrett.
Okay, that's who I was coming in for me really strong. And is your mom also passed? Because there's a really strong mother energy. Okay.
Yes.
Because I feel like they come through together. And I want to tell you also, when I connect with Garrett, he's telling me right off the bat that he's done this with you before or something. So have you connected to him through mediums in the past?
Well, I went to Unity Church, and Ran, I believe her name was, she was there, and I was sitting in the audience, and she gave me a little reading about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want to say also, too, there must be siblings that he's left behind. Is that right?
Yes.
Are there siblings? Yeah. Because
yes,
I know
great.
That he still watches over the family and stuff. I feel like he does what, you know. And I want to tell you also, there's another person that I'm getting that connected with him that's on the other side with him that the best way I can explain it to you is, so there's another person that's with him, but I feel like this is somebody who died very suddenly as well, but it was more like a friend.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, that's
right.
Correct.
So they're kind of a little team over there, I have to tell you that. And there's something just I want to tell you with Garrett, because he's the one that I'm getting more. Is the Ann person you asked about, is that your mom?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Because I want to say, for some reason, your mom keeps showing me a pearl, like pearl necklace or something. I don't know if you have her pearls or something, but somebody's showing me, I don't even think they're really like expensive or anything very fancy, but I see like a pearl necklace. And your mom is showing me a nurse hat. So to me, that means that either somebody was a nurse or unless you were like a nurse to her at the end, did
yes.
you take care of her? Yeah.
Yes, and also I'm in the home health care business, taking care of
okay.
the elderly.
Yeah, and I just want to tell you, there is one thing that I got for you, but I don't want to freak you out if it doesn't make sense right now, but I am going to just tell
all
you
right.
this.
Please.
I feel like you're going to be moving. I just get a sense about moving with you. Are you thinking about moving?
Yes, because there was complications with my housing, and now I'm just waiting. I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep my housing, and so I'll have to move to my sister's up north. if that's the case.
You're going to be able to keep the house, I sense, a lot longer than you probably are thinking that you will be able to. But it looks to me, and what Spirit's telling me is, like, it's like time's on your side. The longer this drags out, the better. But I feel like there is an eventual thing where you're going to move, and they're just telling me you probably will like it. It probably will be better for you than you imagine. So,
wow.
Cool.
Oh, that's
great.
Good to know.
Great.
I've been so worried about that.
No, it feels like you're on the
right
thing.
They're going to keep
an
eye on
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did Garrett have issues, like, would there have been an issue with his head or his brain or something upon his passing?
Well, he was hit by a truck.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's like, I feel like he wouldn't be right if he'd have lived. I mean, that's what
and
I feel.
And also,
like,
he took a synthetic drug. He never took a drug before in his life. He was 19,
okay.
And he took a drug, and he had a bad trip, and he climbed over a fence and went over the freeway and got hit.
Okay.
Can
I
just throw one thing at you, too? I got 20. Is there anything that comes up with 28?
He's 19, but 28.
I don't know why I keep seeing 28. I thought maybe it was like a date or something. Okay. Sorry, Suzanne. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's fine.
He might have passed on the 28th, now that I'm thinking, because it was 1 year in June, June 24th or 28th. I'm not sure. It could have been the 28th, though.
Okay.
Okay. Well, he's definitely connected to you, that's for sure, Donna. He's very much connected.
Yeah,
to you. Yeah, very much, very much. I'm going to say one last thing here, and then I'm going to let you go. I know he left siblings behind, but there seems to be, and unless this is the other one that Thomas was talking about, there was definitely a male that he left behind that was extremely affected by his passing.
That was affected by this death, you mean?
Was very affected by his death, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
and he did. I also did hear touchdown. Was he a football player?
Yes, he was. He was the star of the football team.
Yeah, because he keeps in about touchdown, football. I mean, I feel like there's something. And he knows what they did about the number too. There must have been something with somebody. Did you retire the number?
They eliminated the number and kept his shirt. Yes.
Good. Well, he loves that.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, he loves that.
Yeah.
And he said that he was. He also is telling me that. He was extremely good looking.
very good looking.
Yeah, but he's kind of laughing. He said, I'm very good looking, but I know that he, there's something with the number. And look for that number, Donna, because probably you will see it in, like, Suzanne talks about this all the time about how, you know, you'll be in the middle of something and all of a sudden something pops up and it's, you know, it happens in the weirdest of times, usually when you're not even thinking about the person, but I just feel there'll be numbers, there'll be signs with numbers. Pay attention to that popping up. You know, I see. Does 4 mean anything to you?
4.
Number.
There were 4 kids. I mean, he was one of 4. He was one of 4.
Okay.
I was born in April.
Okay. So.
Okay. But definitely the male that he left her behind was very affected by his passing. I take it you're still in contact with him?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because I feel like Garrett, like, wants him to know that he's around him and keeping an eye on him, because I feel like he's really, I mean, it's like Garrett was like this larger life guy in his life. And very, 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 very hard loss for him.
I want to ask you real quick, am I going to have to move because they're going to not give me the housing anymore, or is it because I'm going to move later?
I don't know about that. It just feels like, I feel like time is on your side, so I just feel like you don't have to stress about this maybe as much as you think you're going to have to. It's something I would say more just kind of go with the flow. It doesn't seem, I'm not getting a sense of being forced out, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Good.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Okay. All right, Donna. You have a great
I'm
going to
my sister.
And,
Thomas, how does my sister get a hold of you? Because I'm going to have a reading with you.
What you saying?
You can go to my website and you can go to Thomas's website. It's Thomas John and Suzanne Northup, either one of us, and you know you can check us out.
Okay.
And I come to California at least once, if not twice a year. I'll be out there in the fall for sure. So.
Oh.
There you go.
See you then. We'll come see
you. All right, dear. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Okie doke. Let's try to do one more call. Just for a heads up for everybody. The name of Thomas's book is Never Argue with a Dead Person, which we could both certainly vouch for that for sure. And so he does a lot of work. He just travels all over like I do, and he's very busy. So I'm busy too, but he's very busy. So in any case, certainly check him out on his website. It's thomasjohn.com. Is that right, Thomas?
It's mediumthomas.com.
MediumJohn.com. Okay, great. So, and I'm just Suzanne Northrup. That's it. All of the above. .com. Which, by the way, that's where you would go to get tickets for any of my events and for our event together. And you could certainly go to mine and find out where I'm going to be, and go to Thomas and find out where he's going to be. So there we go. We'll take another quick call before we take a break, and let's hit this line here. I'm very as they would say, technology, whatever it is, when it comes to these boards, because I don't have my sister work with me tonight. So let's see how we are here. Hey, you're on the phone with Suzanne and Thomas.
Hi, it's Mindy in Florida.
Hi, Mindy in Florida. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing? Hi, Thomas.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. So how can we help you, Mindy?
I would love some messages, whatever you feel for me, coming through.
Okay. I'll start out and I'll let you pick up. Your mom's passed, right, Mindy?
What?
Your mom has passed.
Yes, she is. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. She's coming through very loud and very clear. And has she been gone a while?
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like she's been gone a long time, and I want to say that one of the things that and by the way, she's a pistol and a half. I don't mind telling you, she's really a pistol and a half, your mom. But I'll tell you what I really want you to know is that whatever you have done in your life for this long glob of time that your mom hasn't been here, I want you to know that she's making a wonderful acknowledgement to you, Mindy. So whatever you've done some very special things, because I get a lot of heart and a lot of pride with her for you.
Thank you.
It's almost like she really wants you to know that she's watched you do all that you do, and I know that you must once in a while say, Mom, I hope you're watching, because it's like she's saying, yes, I am watching, Mindy. I want you to know, and you've done some wonderful, wonderful things, and I'm quite proud of you. So you need to know that.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you, you're very welcome. And I'm going to ask you one other quick thing here. Is she talking about you having a sister or her, please?
I have sisters.
Okay. So the way she brings this back again is I don't know if you've got three more or you want a three, but that's what I'm hearing. But I hear her saying that you've also been very influential and doing what I would call an honoring of the family deal, meaning that you've either tried to work very hard at keeping the glue together with everybody, because it feels like everybody's kind of all over. And I feel like for her this was a very big deal, Mindy, a very big deal. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And,
we're all scattered.
And you've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all scattered. And she says, but you've worked very diligently and tried to keep that connection with that family connected.
Recently, yeah, I'm trying.
Okay, so then she must know about that. So I know you said you were in Florida. I want to know who's in the middle of the country. I don't know if I'm like in Colorado. I feel like I'm in the middle of the country. Who's in the middle of the country?
The middle? I'm not sure. My sister's actually going to visit Colorado in a couple of weeks for the first time.
Okay.
I have chills now just
got
saying
it.
That. But I have a
All
sister
right, so.
In California, but not middle. Yes.
Okay, so if there's no coincidence that I'm picking up Colorado and she's going there.
Mm-hmm.
So Is this the sister you have been in particular contact with that's been going through a lot of, like, issues and stuff?
No, she's pretty stable and good. There's actually five of us, but three have reconnected. Like you said, you saw the three, and she is one of them.
Okay.
She seems pretty good as far as I know.
Okay, good. Then my guessing is that she would be either instrumental in part of this connecting with you, and you must be doing this kind of together, because from what I'm getting from your mom, it's a very big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very big deal.
Okay, I'll pay attention to that.
Yeah, so it comes as a very big thanks. And one other last thing, and then I'll see if Thomas wants to mention anything. There's got to be somebody with like a C or K sound in their name, like a Catherine, like a it sounds more female, a Catherine, like Carolyn, something to that effect.
My best friend is Karen.
Okay, and is she still here?
Yes.
Living? Okay, I would consider her like a sister. Do you understand?
100%.
Yeah, I mean, best friends become like sisters. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to come back to this again because your mom is bringing this up. Has Karen been recently going through some things you've been helping her with? I keep getting like you've been really helping. Yes, okay, that's what it is. Okay, that's where my connection is.
Yes,
Again, it's like I know this is your mom, but this is part of what you do and what you do well. But this person, whatever's going down with her, this is not a lot of fun.
No, I know.
Yeah. And you've really been like family with her. So and I don't know why, but either she doesn't have a lot of family or there's not a lot of connection there or something. So you're really significantly been a very key element and player for her during this process.
Yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So,
and I just moved across country. I feel like I left her, but we've been talking every day.
Got it. Okay. That's probably why I'm getting the move. Because I keep feeling like all over, but I'm getting this move. So that would make an awful lot of sense. That would make an awful lot of sense.
I would love her to move. Do you get anything?
Well, you know,
I like
she's kind of like where she is for right now. But I got
to
ask, is her mom also passed?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like it's her mom that sort of stepped in with your mom to let you know that she's around her. So tell her, because I think her mom's passing was a very big deal to her. A very big deal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
you'll pass it on if she stopped by.
Of course. Thank you for that.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Definitely.
Do you have any quick additions there, Thomas?
I your mom keeps showing me a tuna fish sandwich. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, Thomas. You know what? I used to say, Mom, make me a tuna fish sandwich. She used to say, Puff, you're a tuna fish sandwich. This was constantly and drives me crazy. I got such chills now.
Yeah, because I want to say that's her sense of humor coming through.
Yeah.
And, you know, she wants to say also she wasn't a perfect mom. She said she wants you to know
that she,
you know, there's things that she would definitely do differently. But she said that you had to go through all these experiences so that you could learn and you could evolve and you could do some of the things that you do. And I know that she, when I focus on her, I know that she, are you the one that has the birthday in a few weeks?
Yes, I do. The 24th.
Okay, she's wishing you happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I know she's a big part of you and she's saying that, you know, you, the more that you kind of trust and honor that connection, the deeper, you know, your own abilities will get too. Because I feel like, you know, you have certain psychic abilities too, like we all do, but I just feel that you can maybe plug in there a little bit. You know, she's in a good place. And she's definitely one of the people that, you know, guides you.
Good. I'm happy for that.
Great. All right, my dear, you have a great, great night, and hanging in there.
Thank you both so much. That was great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Very
bye.
Cool. So it's mediumthomas.com to get a hold of Thomas, and it's SuzanneNorthup.com to get a hold of me. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. And this is Suzanne Northup Block Talk Radio with my special guest, Thomas John. Thank you.
This is Suzanne's website, www.suzannenorthrup.com, for all the latest news, calendar, and for any events. You can also sign up for her newsletter at www.suzannenorthrup.com. That's SUZANENORTHROP.
Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio with Suzanne Northrup and Thomas John. And as I said, the lines are definitely packed off. I'll give you the number again. There's not going to be a lot of promises, though, kids. 347-945-7785. I do write down people's numbers after the show if they missed out or I was on the line with whatever for the next show, which, by the way, will be August the 14th on Monday night. So, and you can check out, you know, who my guests are, as always. So we got a lot going on here. So it's very busy on your end there, Thomas. So letting you know. Okay. So anyway, again, the number to call is 347-945-7785. Just letting everybody know here that Thomas and I will be at Surbridge at the Public House this Thursday. You can get tickets, call, go to my webpage, and it's SuzanneNorthrup.com, $59, and should be a great, great event. And we'll be, you know, keep an eye on both our webpages. It's Medium Thomas. John.com and SuzanneNorthrup.com, and you'll see where we're all going to be. I know we got, like I said, we're going to be in the fall in Atlanta and Chapel Hill, and we're returning to Baltimore through a huge amount of response we had from our last event here. So let's see who we can get on this line again here. Let's try another line. Hello, you're on the air with Suzanne and Thomas.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, you're on the air with Suzanne Thomas.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi. Yep.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, this is Cindy. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
You're very, very welcome. How can you help you, my dear?
I'd like a message. Just anything that comes up with spirit, any messages from spirit. Maybe concerning, you know, what I should do in the next few weeks as far as relocating.
Okay. Well, I'll let you do this one, Thomas, because you do the relocating thing.
What is your first name here?
We've had location all Cindy.
Cindy.
Okay.
We've had location with every session. That's why with every person's called in. So.
Let me see what I'm focusing on, and still let's see, because I don't know if that's hold on one second.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I see something about was this something where you was this something that you were trying to do before and it didn't happen or something, or have you been planning this for a while? Okay.
Yes.
So this is not really like a new thing so much, right?
I've been trying to relocate. I need to relocate. I mean, I have to, but every place that I found, like at the last minute, it fell apart. The door got closed.
Mm-hmm.
So
you've been trying to do this for a while, and it just hasn't happened.
Yes.
Yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where are you now?
North Florida.
Okay. Again, I mean, I do see you. When I focus on things, I do see you. Relocating, I feel that you will. For some reason, the month of September comes up, so I don't know if that's, you know, exactly like when you're going to be doing it or what, but for some reason I keep seeing September. And I want to just ask you, too, there's a very strong father energy that I'm getting connected to you. So where is your dad gone?
Yes.
Okay. And I for some reason I'm getting the outdoors with him. Was he outdoor oriented, or was he in the outdoors a lot?
Yeah, he probably was.
Okay. Yeah. Because I see for some reason outdoor stuff, and he must have he passed a long time ago. I mean, it wasn't recent, right?
Well, it was 3 years.
3 years.
It's
okay.
Been. Yeah.
There's somebody that I'm getting. Did he have a brother?
Yes, but they're all living.
Okay. There's another energy that I'm getting. I don't know if this is his grand. This is your grandfather or who this is, but there's another person that's coming in with him. I want to say that I feel like your financial side of things has been very sort of cut back for a while. I feel like your financial, I feel like you haven't been really living up to your potential with that lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really your fault, but I do get that sense that financially you've been wanting, you know, better things to be happening. It looks like when you move, there's some new opportunities with you financially. That's what I can tell you. I feel like there's going to be some new opportunities, but it's not really until you move and stuff. I see you going somewhere also. I feel like there's going to be two moves, so there might be something where you move once and then move a second time. I know that sounds like a lot to deal with, but I just want to say I do feel that, so I feel like you may move once and then another time.
Okay.
But I was getting that sense of things. Mm-hmm.
Who's Paul connected to, Cindy?
What?
Who's Paul?
Don't know
Paul
if
Paul around you. Don't know if he's here or past, but there's a Paul around you. And I don't know why. It seems like it's connected to your dad. It's got to be a Paul or a Pat or a sound like that. It's very, you know, like one sound. No division of you know, it's like not like two syllables.
Paul.
It's got to be Paul, Pat, Peter. One of those sounds, cause I tend to hear those parallelly.
I can't place anybody. I have a brother-in-law that's
okay.
Passed. That's Dale. But
no, this is definitely
P.
Would there be, you know, did you know his family at all?
Yes, yes.
Your brother-in-law? Yes. Okay, because I'm guessing that this person must be connected to him. Now, is this your sister's husband?
Yes.
Okay, because he's definitely talking about knowing you very well, being very connected to you. And his passing was a very, very big deal, very intense within the family.
Yes.
And I don't know what was wrong with him in the chest area, but I'm very heavy there. Like I can't breathe or my air or something is cut off. So it must have been whatever he had physically prior to his death. But I can tell you something, that your sister was very, very affected by his passing, very much.
Yes.
Yeah, they were very, very
much
connected. So my guessing is to ask her. She might know this. It might be somebody you don't know that's connected to him. It could have been a friend. It could have been somebody he was connected to of his peer level.
Okay.
But that's how he's identifying. And he's a very polite guy. So he says, I'm really thanking you, Cindy, for, like, you know, letting me come through and passing this on to your sister.
Okay. Very nice.
And very clearly from the way he passed, if he would have survived the situation, he wouldn't have been right. And I think your sister knows that, but I think she needs to hear it.
Yeah, he was. Drinking. He was threatening. He was drunk.
He was
threatening to commit suicide, and he accidentally. Did it by just passing out.
That's exactly right. That's why I'm saying to you. I get a lot of unresolved stuff, but I would have said if he would have survived the situation, he would have had brain damage or something to that effect because he showed me his faculties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hung himself. Bye.
Yeah. That's why I said my air is cut off. Literally, my air is cut off. He wasn't kidding. Quite literal.
Yes. That's correct.
Yeah. So you'll definitely let her know because this has been so hard, so hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're a good sister.
Yeah, she's very tuned in. She's very connected with getting messages from him too.
That's good. That's good. Okay, my dear, you have a great, great night, and you take care of yourself, all right?
Okay, thank you. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Happy moving.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Seems to be a lot of these Southern folks tonight coming up in here. Okay, so since we have, like, you know, mega lines here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you, Thomas, I'm going to give you some prefixes, and you decide what you want to do with those prefixes. So I'm going to give you 312-210-856.
Let's do 312.
Okay.
I love Chicago.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Hello, you're on the air with Suzanne and Thomas.
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen from Chicago. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. Good. Glad to hear that. So how can you help me, my dear?
I'd like to ask about career. If you see a job coming for me, like a full-time job, I get a lot of part-time projects, but I'm really kind of looking for a full-time job, and it's been a little tough out here.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, I definitely, the vibe I'm getting is a definite that you are gonna, yeah, you're gonna, excuse me, you are gonna get it. Are you putting stuff out there and applying to things and stuff?
Yes, both through a recruiter and through the internet as well.
Okay. I mean, I like the energy more of the recruiter that you're dealing with. You said you got a recruiter, headhunter type of thing?
Yes, a new one today, a new person.
Yeah, that's how the job's going to come. So I'm pretty positive that you can kind of focus on that. And I'm just hearing, too, it might be something where it's promoted. So you might be doing something where you might be, consulting first. There might be more of a consulting thing that you might start with. But I see you getting a job, yes.
Okay, yeah. She said I have a writing background, and she said that she has a lot of advertising and contacts.
Yeah, so I definitely see you getting a job. I think it'll be within the next month or so.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds
great.
Good.
Sounds good, Karen.
Thank
from
you.
Chicago. You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
You have a great
Thank
night
you.
Now. And
you too.
Enjoy
thank
your
you.
Summer.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So that was quick and quick. That was good. We like some of those. We got to do this. So what we'll do is we'll take another quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll see how many other phone calls that we can sort of get in. Again, this is Suzanne and Blog Talk Radio with my special guest, Thomas John, and we're going to be in Sturbridge at the Public House this Thursday, the 13th at 7 o'clock, 7 to 10. You know, don't wait. Get your tickets and check me out on Next Hello tomorrow morning. And this is summertime. I mean, you know, you got to get out, and they say get out and have a good time. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a moment.
This is Suzanne's website, www.suzannenorthrup.com, for all the latest news, calendar, and for any events.
You can also sign up for her newsletter at www.suzannenorthrup.com. That's SUZANENORTHROP.
Okay, welcome back to with Suzanne and Thomas. We have a little bit of time here. We're going to try to take as many phone calls as we possibly can. So I'm going to give you some more numbers here, Thomas. We could do 2 and 0. We could do 626, or we can do 708.
Let's do 2 and 0.
Okay. 2 1 0. All right. Hello, you're on the air with Suzanne and Thomas.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Thomas. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Who are we talking to, please?
This is Shannon.
This is
from Texas.
Hi, Shannon from Texas. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Good. How's Texas? What's going on in Texas?
Oh, it's just very hot.
I've heard. I've heard. I had a client yesterday from down in that area and said, "Oh my God." So how can
yeah,
I help you?
Yeah, it's very hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had a question. I wanted to put my shoe on a Facebook page to kind of get engage and to see what they liked about it. Before I put it out in the market, I thought that would be like a mistake to actually spend money on getting the shoe out versus putting it on Facebook page as a fan page to see what they like or what they don't like about it. Would that be a good idea? Would that be a mistake?
What is this for, dear?
For an actual tennis shoe to have a prototype of.
Okay. I have to tell you, I'm getting a feeling you shouldn't do that. I don't feel. Is your dad passed?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you, first off, I feel your dad coming through very strongly. I want to say I'm not getting a positive vibe about that for some reason. I feel like that you know, I do get this entrepreneurial energy with you, and I do feel like you're very eager to, you know, start a business or start things or something, but I'm not getting so much of a positive thing with that. I feel like you should look for other avenues. It feels like if you just did that, it really wouldn't go a lot of places. And I want to tell you also, did your father play cards?
I'm sorry, say that one more time, Thomas.
Did your dad play cards?
Play cards? My
yeah,
stepdad,
cards.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What did you say? Yeah, okay. He played cards
right.
Or something? Okay.
Yeah.
And is there somebody that you're, I'm just getting this, but your dad's telling me this. I don't feel like it's a serious thing, but it is something that your dad is sort of bringing up. But are you worried about, or is there something where you're worried about is your partner having health problems?
Yes.
Okay. So you're worried about her, you're worried about that person's health or something?
Yes, it's been a roller coaster.
Okay. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on you financially, you know, you seems like you've been trying a lot of things or different things, but I want to say that there's a financial shift that I sense around you, but I don't think it's coming from the direction that you are maybe expecting. I feel like it might be something more out of the blue, something like that. And is there a J with your dad? Because your dad keeps showing me the letter J.
Not that I can pick up, no.
Okay. And are there other, I keep seeing a J, I don't know if that's somebody living that he's trying to bring up, but I keep seeing the letter J. And I want to say also just another thing that I'm getting, do you have a few different, I mean, I know you mentioned this thing that you wanted, you know, that you're coming up with, but do you have like a few different financial things that you're working on, or do you have a few different types of opportunities? Like, do you have some? Do you have a few different things that you're working on?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Because like I said, when I tune into you, I feel like there's a lot of different things. I feel like you need to focus a little bit. I feel that you need to narrow some things down. And there's some sort of investment opportunity that I think that you're going to have. And that actually might be kind of more the avenue where you're going to get the financial stuff that you want and stuff. But I like the thing that you're trying to come up with is that, but I don't feel that exact thing is what you should do with it. I feel like you should be, I'm just not getting a sense about that. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you said,
when you said investment, I did invest in like cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin. So that could be what you're talking about.
Well, it could be. I mean, I feel that there's so many things around here. I'm trying to focus on the right thing and stuff. But I feel like, you know, if it's not through that, it could be through another type of investment. But I think that, you know, I can sense that you've been really trying to make some financial shifts, and I think you're going to be okay. And, you know, and I just feel, was your dad good at business?
No, he was not.
So he wasn't good with money and stuff.
No, he was not.
Mm-hmm. Was he in Virginia?
Okay, so we don't want to get information from him then.
Yeah, he was showing in Virginia. Was he there?
Yes, in the East Coast. Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was there a lot of stuff. Yeah, so I just keep, you know, I think you should keep doing this thing that you're trying to do, but I just don't feel, I wouldn't put it on, I don't think you should do that thing. I don't think it's ready for that just yet.
All right, so that's great advice. I do appreciate it.
Okay.
That's great.
All right. You take care. Have a great night, all right?
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Take care. All right. So let's do some more numbers here again here, or kind of like all over. We could do 520, 818, 804. How's any of those sound to you?
Yeah, 520 sounds good.
Okay. All right, so let's see if we can get this one going. Hello, you're on the air with Susanna Thomas.
Hello, and I'm glad I got picked. I was like, yes, 520, 520. So thank you.
You're welcome. Sometimes it happens. Who's this? Who am I talking to, my dear?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Christina.
Hi, Christina.
From Arizona.
How are you doing tonight? From Arizona. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. We have another daytime person here. So how can I help you, sweetie?
I was wondering about work. I'm not working right now, and I seem to be stuck. I used to be able to get any job I wanted anytime I wanted, and now I'm just, like, dead stuck, and I'm like, okay, spirit wants me home. Somebody wants me home. So it's okay if I'm home, but I go crazy at home. I need to go to work just to get out. And so I just been being a tornado in my house and cleaning it up and reorganizing and feng shuiing everything. And I'm like, I'm ready for work. But I don't know. I don't know if it's time for me to go. So I wanted to see if there's any reason for me to be home, or do you see anything coming my way anytime?
Do you want to do this one, Suzanne, or me?
No, go ahead, Thomas. You're the career.
So you're trying to figure out just work.
I will jump in and say this, that I do think that you're home for a reason. I don't think it will be forever, but I think it's for right now. And I don't know what, I know you're making yourself stir crazy by cleaning and doing all those other things, but for some reason I get the sense that you're completing something while you're doing this at home. So I don't know if that means that there's been something you've been wanting to get done that you're working on or that you're trying to tie up, you know, strings, but I get a sense that that's what you're going to be doing now or what you are doing now. And I think that needs to shift. And when that shifts, then I think you'll work. I'm not. I don't think it's tomorrow, but I don't think it's a super long way either.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you have kids, Christina?
Yes, I do. I have three children. I have two boys and a girl.
Because for some reason I'm being told that a lot of this that you're going through is because of your kids, or there's something that you're trying to shifting with your kids or something. I feel like some of this has to do with you. I feel like there's things that have to do with your kids for some reason. When I focus on things, I feel like that's part of what's happening here. And is there somebody connected to June? Because I keep seeing the month of June.
June. My father's birthday was in June, and my sister's. My dad has been passed away since 1994.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like, did he have chest problems or heart issues? Because I get a lot of energy in his chest.
Yes.
Okay. I think this is his way of kind of inserting himself into the situation. I also want you to be kind of open that I do feel also kind of with what Suzanne said, that you are going to be doing other things, and I do see you leaving the house. I really do feel, though, that you have to be aware that, because this is one of the things I'm seeing, I feel like you may go into a very different profession. You may end up doing something that you've never done before. I feel like it could be a totally new avenue for you. You might start doing something that, you know, is bringing you down a new path. So you kind of do need this pause right now, because it's sort of like, you know, it's kind of like your energy is resetting a little bit. But I really feel that, I really feel that kind of, what the deal is right now. But it looks like, you know, more towards the beginning of next year, you know, I'm not going to say that's totally exactly, but it feels like right around that time, like right as we go into the new year, that's when I see you sort of venturing out in a new direction.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, my dear.
Good.
Sounds very good.
Pardon me?
Okay, so you take care. You have a great night. And keep in touch, as they say.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a great evening and a blessed one.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so let's see. We have time to definitely hit one more. Two, if they're very, very fast. I'm going to go with this number over here. Let's just see here. Okay. Hello, you're on the air with Susanna Thomas. Hello? Okay. We're getting a bad connection there. All right. So let's give this one a shot over here then. Hello, you're on the air with Susanna Thomas.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so who am I connected to, please? Who are we talking? Who's on the line?
My name is Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, so tell me, how can we help you, my dear? We're really low on time.
Well, I want to ask about court, because, I have court coming up, but I have a bad feeling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you have a court situation that you're dealing with?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's not really my favorite thing to cover, I have to tell you, but I will tell you this. Just when I'm focusing on you, there's a repeating pattern that's going on. So basically what I want to tell you is feel like there is it's something where this lesson keeps coming around for you, and I feel like as long as you don't sort of like, you know, the universe tries to tell us things, and if we don't sort of listen to what they're trying to show us, you know, th- things keep, you know, coming up over and over. We have to kind of stay in that classroom. So I feel like there's a little bit of, so I don't know if you've had this problem before or you've had, you know, or this thing keeps dragging on or what it is, but it just feels very repetitive to me. I want to say that I, you know, just the energy I feel with the whole situation, it seems like it's going to actually end up more positive than maybe you're imagining. It's going to, I get more of a positive feeling. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, I always tell people, you know, we're really, you know, we're in a holograph here. You know, we're in a, you know, everything is reflected back to us. So what you put out energetically is what comes back and stuff like that. So I think if you can kind of shift your focus and I feel maybe make some changes with some of the people that are around you, some of your friends, I feel like you won't have this. This is going to kind of, you can move past this is how I want to say it. But so, yeah, that's kind of how I'm going to leave that, I think.
Okay, my dear.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, dear. All right, let's try to take one other quick call here. Hi, you're on the air with Suzanne and Thomas. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Suzanne and Thomas.
Hi, this is Mike from New York.
Hey, Mike from New York, how you doing?
Doing well, how about yourself?
Good. How can we help you, my dear?
So I have a quick question. My mom has lost her engagement ring for a number of years inside her house, and she's trying to find it but can't seem to find it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you guys had like a feeling of where it might be.
Okay.
I have to tell you, I don't. Is your mom mother passed?
No, my mom's mom, like my grandmother.
Yes. Your mom's mom is coming through, and I want, and she must have been very close to the field, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did somebody get sick? And I don't know what I'm getting here, but somebody left the hospital and died.
Yes, that's
how I want to say it. Somebody left the hospital and died very quickly thereafter.
Yep, that was my grandmother.
Uh-huh. Did she have a blood clot or something?
Yes.
Yeah. The you know what I'm getting is it's weird that it's very close to it's not that far away. I mean, you would probably think that it's not gone forever. I don't feel anybody took it. I don't feel that it's I feel like it's right in the vicinity. I actually want to tell you, I know this sounds crazy, but I think it's on top of something. Like it's almost like she put it on top of something. And
we're on a run down of time, Thomas.
What did you say?
We're on a run down of time.
Okay.
All right,
so
Michael.
It's on top
best
of
luck to you.
Okay.
And, all right. Give your mom
thanks
my best.
Thanks.
You're welcome, dear.
Bye.
Okay. So we're running out of time, but I didn't want to cut him off, but I think you got what you need to hear, as always. And again, Thomas and I will be at Sturbridge in Massachusetts this Thursday night at the Public House. You can get tickets by going to my webpage, www.suzannenorthup.com. And, of course, you can find that information, looking to Thomas, meeting Thomas, .com, and check out his book, Never Argue with a Dead Person. You can check out all my books. And like I said, you can go on my webpage and check everything out, and as it is. So looking forward to seeing you again, Thomas, on Thursday night. We'll rock again. All right, guys. Is everything as always? I hope that everything you want may be yours.